Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, baby. You found it. I'm sure I'm glad you did. Tonight, we've got a real cool show. I'm taking a break from painting for a minute, and we've got a really, really cool band on tonight. Three Lane Row. But lead singer, Wayne. No, Wayne, I might say your last name wrong. Is it Brito?
It's Brito.
Brito, okay, gotcha. Very, very cool. I'll remember it from ever now. I promise.
There you go.
Now, Wayne, you with the band, you guys have been around for a little bit now. In my show notes here, it says you guys started up in 2014.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow start. You know, it was more of a studio type ensemble that we're kind of fiddling around with some stuff, and we just decided, hey, let's throw something out there and see what people say.
I hear you. Well, it's fantastic music, fantastic. And ladies and gentlemen, you might be able to tell from Wayne's accent, he's from Connecticut. And I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. Texas boy, right, Wayne?
Do I have a Texan accent?
A little bit. I can tell, but, you know, I listen to people all the time. You know what I mean? And I live in boring South Florida where there's no accent whatsoever. It's like the most boring. Well, you get some Caribbean accents and whatnot occasionally, but for the most part, it's real dull. I like a Texas accent, personally.
Very cool.
Yeah. Good stuff. Now, you're out of McKinney. That's, I'm trying to remember. Was that northeastern Texas? Up that Dallas.
No, we're
right?
North. Yeah, we're north of Dallas. So we're okay. Literally about 35, 40 minutes north of downtown Dallas. We're in the suburbs. We're not quite
gotcha.
Out in the country riding horses, but we're in the suburbs.
I bet you there's
riding
some white fences around there.
That's what everybody thinks when we tell, you know, when they hear we're from Texas, but, you know, they're like, wow, are you guys riding like horses and cows around? I mean, what's going on out there?
Right. Baling hay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, you tell them, you say, hey, we're making rock and roll, baby. That's what we're doing. Rock and roll.
That's it. That's exactly it.
And fantastic rock and roll, too. Now, you guys have man, I'm all confused here because one of my show notes says the EP is coming. The other one says it's already out. What's the status of the new self-titled EP?
Well, technically both are true. So the EP is digitally released. So you can certainly find it online. The hard copy will be here. I'm expecting it on my doorstep next week. So we do have hard copy distribution that's going out. But the digital has been out for a little bit now.
Very cool, very cool. And they can pick that up at iTunes or wherever digital music
wherever
is sold, right?
Anywhere you want to buy your music from, you'll find us on there. Not every place will have the hard copy distribution, but digital is definitely there.
Well, you know, and one of the cool things I always tell people is if possible, the best place to buy records or music, you know, from an artist is at a show. The second best place is on their website. And then third is your digital stuff because, well, it's just the band gets more a bigger cut of the pie. A lot of people not in the business.
That's true.
iTunes is not free. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying that's they need to make a profit too, I guess. You know, it's one of them things, but. Anyhow, we've got a couple. We're gonna play a couple tracks here, and these are all on the new EP. These are available at iTunes, right?
They are. Yeah, we're fully everywhere distributed.
That's so cool, man. So cool. Now you and the band, and we should, I should mention the rest of the band here. which I have. Where's the band list? Oh, here it is. We got Wayne Brito. Alan Davis plays guitar, or Wayne's lead vocals and guitar. Steve Musket on bass, and Chuck Geisel. Is that right? Probably
it's
not.
Geisel. Chuck Geisel.
That's a cool name. On drums. Now, you guys had all been in previous bands and stuff, and they've kind of met, you were saying, doing studio stuff, and it all just seemed to click, eh?
You know, it was nothing, there was nothing dogmatic about trying to get the project started. It just kind of evolved to the point of, you know, we were doing this low-level, what I call Daryl's House type thing. We'd get together at the studio here at my place, and we'd play and have some fun, and it just got to the point where we said, hey, let's play some original stuff. And then it went to, hey, let's put this project together. And
that's awesome.
And here we are.
And here you are with a whole heap of work on your shoulder. No, it's always how it happens. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You know, I have gotten involved. I'm a painter by trade, and there's so many projects. I rarely work with other people, and it's not because I dislike doing it. It's just in my profession, that's kind of how it goes. It's more of a kind of a solo type gig usually. But man, I tell you, I've gotten in some big stuff sitting around a bonfire drinking, going, you know, it would be cool what we should do, ... And next thing you know,
you're in charge.
Exactly. Well, I guess we'll take a second out on the second mortgage out. No, I haven't gotten to that point yet. Nobody getting any ideas. But that's cool. You grew up, you guys all grew up just rocking out then and stuff. So this was nothing new for you fellas, right?
No. You know, I've kind of, on the scale of playing, I really came out of retirement, if you will, after 25 years. You know, I stopped playing in the early 90s in family business and whatnot.
Right.
And I would be the one relatively newer than the other guys because I had not been playing seriously, in other groups on a regular basis, just kind of fiddling and dabbling myself.
I hear you. You know, that's very inspiring. I can think of in my head, just locally, people I know. Not, like I said, I live in South Florida. So you have a lot of people here that have kind of settled from other places, you know. And it's funny because, like you're talking, life happens, work, you know, all this and that. And a lot of people kind of, you know, there's a lot of guitars in man caves. But it's interesting because I see those guitars coming down once life settles down a little, you know, and you got a little bit of money in your pocket, you don't have the pressures of, you know, getting the kids braces and all of that. But I see it happening. And I think that's very inspiring because here you are, man, you made an album. How cool is that? You know?
Yeah. I mean, and the neat thing, you know, the neat thing that I share with people is none of the stuff that we formulated is rehashed. These are all fresh songs.
Oh yeah, definitely. And it doesn't sound like, I know in the show notes and the band description, it's like, well, there's a lot of influence from the 70s and 80s, but your songs, I mean, I can hear influence, yes, but it's not dated material at all. You know, it's very, very good.
Yeah, we tried to keep it, you know, as modern and to the integrity of what we're trying to bring across. And, you know, the kind of the format of that feel-good type music, you know, not the decadent 80s, you know, hair metal, but, you know, just kind of a stick, the Journey, REO Speedwagon, you know, just a good rock tune, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just something that somebody can enjoy and tap your feet to, maybe have a cold beer, you know, relax and, you know, kind of bring you back to memory lane when, hey, you know, I remember going to the arena shows, man, this was a good time. And, you know, just try to rekindle, you know, rekindle that emotion.
Absolutely. A good car and yeah, you're right. Nothing like a good rock show. I always tell people, you know, I'm like – and I've seen techno acts in, you know, Singapore and places. I've been all over the world, and seen all kinds of music, but I'm telling you, a good rock show with a good tune, man, it works every time. It's just magic, you know? And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. Cyberpolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With Cyberpolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. Cyberpolicy.com.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
I agree.
Let's play a track. Let's play a track, Wade.
Yeah.
I've got all six queued up. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
Well, let's see here. You know, I like them all.
I do, too. I do, too. Should we start at the beginning?
You know,
I Want?
I Want, yeah, let's play I Want. That's a little more in-your-face type of rock.
Cool. Here it is. This is Three Lane Road, everybody. This is I Want. Turn the volume up because this jams. Here it is.
Your left girl has got me running around. Your left girl.
That was I Want, Three Lane Road. And, man, I talked over the end of it there, Wayne. I talked over the end of it. Well, you know what?
Oh, though? That's all right.
They can go to iTunes and get a clean copy. Not a problem. You know? There you go, folks. Cost you a buck. 99 cents. Get out there and – no, as we were saying, I'm just joking. But seriously, all these are available on iTunes, wherever you buy digital download. And also, I want everybody to speaking of I want everybody to go over to – we have a link up on the show page here, www.3laneroad. And three is spelled out, of course, 3laneroad.com. And that
Very cool.
is the website. Yes, 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 indeedy. And on the website, I'm looking at it right now, there are links to the social media stuff. So you can get over to Facebook and all of that jazz and, you know, follow and subscribe and tweet and like. And it's different for everyone, Wayne. It's different for everyone. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, no doubt.
I'm telling you, I tell people I need to hire me a 14-year-old girl with a cell phone just to do my social media, man, because, oh, I get confused with it. It's crazy. It's crazy. I was doing Twitter the other, this was about a month ago, and this little gal, bless her heart, she emailed me, actually, through my email. I don't know, she got to my website, went to my email. And she's like, Jamie, you can't put a hashtag in front of every word in your tweets, only the important ones. I'm like, well, the whole thing's important. That's why I'm just doing it. But bless her heart. Thank you. Know, she saved me. She saved me. Now, that's cool. Now, this is I want this pretty. I like this. This is a very good. That's a good track of the EP, self-titled EP, Three Lane Road. But you guys kind of you go the gamut of different you know types of stuff on here, but it's all really good rock, you know.
Yeah, it's just straight, you know, it's just straightforward, you know. As I said, it's you know, I kind of coined the phrase. It's a nostalgia feel rock, makes you know to
I like
get that emotional pullback to when you were younger. You know, and rock was you know, it was just straightforward rock, and it was something for everybody. You know, you would get to go to a show and, you know, just be blown away by these guys on the stage. And, you know, those are the things, the emotional pieces that we're trying to bring back. Just good feeling of a good rock song.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, when you guys went to write this, well, you guys have been playing in bands and stuff, and it, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a band, you're usually at some point doing a lot of covers and whatnot. So you kind of had a feel for this type of thing prior to the writing process, right? So it wasn't like coming out of left field to write this kind of you know, cool nostalgic rock.
For me, I've never played in a cover group. I mean, we've played the occasional covers, but yeah, I've only played original music predominantly. And so I've never been in like a tribute group or a cover group. And, you know, like I said, we play the occasional song. So I'm only used to writing, you know, original composition. So I don't know the difference, you know, when people used to get mad at me when we play covers and they wanted to sound exactly like the record. And I say, man, you know, I just don't do that.
Exactly. I was at a party about a month ago.
This is how I play, you know.
And, that's the way it is. You know, I was at this party and I was talking to a guy and he was into classical music, you know, and he was just, and another guy at the party said, you know what a symphony is? It's just a really big cover band. I'm like,
yeah,
it's kind of true, you know. Very true.
You're right. They're not playing anything new.
Right. Exactly. Oh, man. Well, that's cool, though. Well, I like this. I like this a lot. Now, we were talking off the air. You guys have a show coming up this Friday, right?
Yeah, we're going to play a little place in Dallas called O'Reilly's. And, you know, Ted, the owner down there, he's really good about, you know, having a lot of different types of music down there. And he's been really good, especially with original style music. And it's always good to go down there and, you know, if you will, before the season,
right?
You know, go out and play and, you know, it's a great place to play.
Nice, nice. Well, it's going to be a good show. And, folks, if you're in the area, get down there on Friday to O'Reilly's and, you know, say hi to Wayne and the boys in Three Lane Road. And even Ted, you know, I tell you, it's an old trick from clubs and bars. It's always nice to buy the owner a shot. That's all I'm saying. It usually works out in your favor later on.
Oh, yeah.
Trick from somebody who used to do that a lot. It's always good to be friends with the owner.
Yeah, you got that. You're,
always
you're
a good
right.
thing. and the cleanup guys, you know. It's always good with that. Don't snub anybody, you know. Well, that's cool. We're going to play. I know you got I want to thank you, Wayne. I know you got things to do and whatnot. Busy man, you got a lot going on. I want people definitely to follow you, Three Lane Road, on their social media. That way they can keep abreast. There's some big stuff coming up as far as shows and stuff, and you can find out all about that then. You know, we don't want to talk about too much too soon. And you can find out more tracks and whatnot. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
I'm going to end the show out on another track. What should we end the show out on, Wayne?
You know, let's do Time of Our Lives. Let's
play
that.
That's a great track.
That is a fantastic track. We will play that, folks, and yeah, here it is. This is Time of Our Lives. Wayne, thanks again so much for being on the show. You rock, man. You're just so cool.
Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate you having me on.
Anytime, man, anytime. Here it is, folks. This is Three Lane Road, Time of Our Lives. Three Lane Road, man. What a band. I really nostalgic. Wayne said it was nostalgic rock, and it certainly is. It's that feel, that vein that I really dig, man. I miss a lot of that. You know, being the old geezer that I am, you know, had some good times back in the day. Pretty good shows. But that's going to wrap things up tonight for us, folks. Like I said, tonight was a quick early show, and that's all right. Mr. Wayne had things to do, as do I. I got to get this. Oh, man, I've got two paintings I got to work on tonight. It never ends. It never ends. But this show will be converted to a podcast, and it will be posted out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. If you're listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. It doesn't cost you anything. Puts us up at the top of the page there on the iTunes podcasting. And boy, do my advertisers like that. And everybody's nice to me, and I like it. And it's just it just makes my day all the more better. So thank you very kindly for that. And I want to thank all the new listeners. We were featured on the Blog Talk Radio homepage a couple days ago. And I got a ton of new listeners tuning in and listening to me and the bands and whatnot. We've got some fantastic shows coming up. You can always check out the upcoming shows as we get them up on my website, which is www.jamierocks.us, JAMIEROXX.US, jamierocks.us. And, you know, while you're there, hey, check out some paintings and whatnot. Lots of cool stuff. And also, some really cool new paintings and new merchandise going in the merch store there, rocksgear.us. There's a link on my website as well. So check that out, baby. All kinds of new stuff. We just got a bunch of new paintings licensed. So that's all going up on new merch this week. Well, actually, over the next 2 weeks. But several, you know, at least 50 new products a day on that for the next couple weeks. So cool, cool stuff. Okay, well, we're out of here. Actually, we are, this is the last show this week. All right. No, not all right, really. But it's just, it frees me up for some other stuff. I got to get done, baby. I got to get it done. I was just talking to Wayne when we were off the air about self-employment, man. I was, the other day, somebody, I got to share the story. The other day, somebody had mentioned to me, they're like, man, I just want to work for myself like you do. I want to be self-employed. I'd love to have just that, you know, just have a straight 40-hour work week. And that was, I thought that was very adorable. I'm like, you know, no, I would love that too. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. But that's okay. That's okay. You got to have your hustle on, man. Got to have your hustle on. Hey, folks, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to Dave Tedder and the fine folks over at Head First Entertainment that, you know, made it put everything together tonight, put me in touch with Three Lane Road and some other just fantastic bands. They do a great job over there. If you're in the creative arts, if you're a band or a musician or, you know, doing your thing, and you need some help with PR and distribution, Head First Entertainment. We've got a link up on our show page. Great folks to talk to, so get a hold of them. Okay. And on that note, we're going to get out of here. I want everybody to have a fantastic weekend. We will be back Monday evening. We got four shows next week. Five? I think we got four shows next week. So cool stuff coming. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I will talk to you later. And Danny says hello. And we will all be back first of the week. See you then, baby. See you then.
Jamie Rocks' Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.